Austria has elected its youngest ever leader, only 3 months after he took control of his conservative People's Party. Sebastian Kurz is expected to end a decade-long alliance with the centre-left and embrace the far-right, joining forces with the Anti-Immigration Freedom Party. His campaign ran on a divisive platform of anti-Islam and anti-immigration policies, as Angus Randall reports.
Supporters in the Austrian capital Vienna celebrate the victory of the People's Party.
Well, we are very happy and relieved that we made it and that all our efforts have been rewarded. We are proud of ourselves and proud of Sebastian Kurz and proud of the movement.
They've fallen under the spell of a young conservative foreign minister nicknamed by local tabloids as the Wonder Kid. And now Sebastian Kurz is about to become the youngest world leader. At 31, he's 3 years younger than North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and he was born 8 years after French President Emmanuel Macron.
Bewegung aufzubauen, es hat viele gegeben, die gesagt haben, das kann nicht funktionieren.
We tried for months to move to build a movement. Many said it cannot function, it shouldn't function. But today we received endless confidence from Austrian women and Austrian men. I'm unbelievably grateful and take this confidence as a mandate to carry out changes in Austria for which many of us had hoped.
In other ways, though, Mr. Kurz's ascension to the top job means business as usual for Austria. The Conservative People's Party has been in power in some form since 1987, when the incoming leader was just 6 months old. However, this marks the first time since 2007 the People's Party has been the dominant force in the ruling coalition. Sebastian Kurz is expected to snub the current deal with the Social Democrats, instead joining forces with the far-right Freedom Party.
We have to establish a new political style in this country. It is our duty to build up a new political culture here and also to work together with others for Austria's sake.
The young leader has moved his party to the right on immigration since the European refugee crisis began 2 years ago. As foreign minister, he helped close down a path for migrants flowing into Western Europe through the Balkans and advocated for a burqa ban that came into effect earlier this month. Critics argue the People's Party now offers little difference in policy with the far-right Freedom Party. And the Freedom Party's leader, Heinz Christian Strache, has signalled he'll pursue his right-wing agenda now he has a seat at the table.
Now we will see if they really mean it honestly or seriously, if they're willing even to have honest negotiations with us or not. And I'm telling you, you can rely on one thing. We're going to stay true to ourselves, dear friends.
Dr. Ben Wellings is an expert on European politics from Monash University. He's unsure whether the rise of the far right in Austria is related to similar successful campaigns across Europe.
On one hand, it might look like it's time for the centrist forces to put the champagne corks back in the bottle after seeing off these challenges in France and Netherlands in early part of this year. But I wonder if this is more to do with a kind of a persistent feature of Austrian politics that has been with us since 1955, when the Freedom Party of Austria was formed.
The last time the Freedom Party entered government 17 years ago, its leader garnered international condemnation and sanctions after he praised Adolf Hitler. Ben Wellings argues there's now less of a taboo over centrist parties siding with the far right.
There may be less political will to sanction or criticise a centre-right party going into a coalition with a far-right party than there was in 2000, and that itself might give us a measure of the times.
European politics expert Ben Wellings, ending that report by Angus Randall.